Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Why did the cranberries turn red?
Why?
Because it saw the turkey dressing.
Great job.
Thanks.
This is Stranger Still.
I'm thankful for you, John.
And this is Stranger Still.
Oh, thanks for reciprocating.
Okay, play the intro music here.
Okay.
A good falsetto. It has been a while. We've been practicing.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I wanted to impress you. We're back in the studio.
We are,
you and me, as it should be.
Fun job, Vegan.
I'm Nick Wood. What?
This is Stranger Still.
Yeah,
it's a podcast where we answer questions
that you've never questioned to ask. I came to the realization last week. It's like we take your shower thoughts and actually answer them instead of you just being like,
"Oh man, I gotta get more shampoo."
Well,
I'm running low.
Well, that and stuff like...
My loofah is starting to lose viscosity. I should place that at Target. I think they have a 2-for-1 special.
Our shower thoughts are very different.
Oh, okay.
This week, we're going to give thanks to our fans. So instead of coming up with a topic and just belting it at these people for 30 minutes, we had a bunch of people on our Facebook page give us ideas for the episode.
Yeah.
We had a ton of awesome people respond. We'll see how many of these we can get through. What was your favorite question on there?
I liked all of that canned stuff. That canned goodness.
The canned cranberries?
The crans of cranberries. They're called crans when they're... If there's cranberries in a can, and they're called crans.
Yeah. How do you pronounce the thing that you color with as a child?
Crayon.
Oh, okay. You don't say it like an idiot.
How does an idiot say it?
Crayon.
Crayon. Crayon berries?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, someone might say that out there, and now their feelings are hurt.
Back in kindergarten, we had a spelling test, which is really weird because, like, I barely knew how to write. Anyway, we had a spelling test, and one of the words is crayon, and I thought I was so clever. I looked down at my pencil box, and there was a Crayola crayon there. So I snuck a look, and I wrote on my paper, Crayola. Thinking that's how you spelled crayon.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's even less, because in fifth grade I knew better, but in fifth grade we had a spelling test, and one of the words was straight, and there was this girl in my class whose last name was Straight, but it was spelled differently. So I was like, hey, how do you spell your last name? She told me, she was like, that's not how you spell. I was like, I don't care. And I wrote it down anyway.
Great job again.
Yeah.
2 for 2.
Yeah. Oh, and here I am making an educational podcast.
Spell it for me right now, though. Don't think. Just spell.
S-T-R and then the number 8.
Okay, great.
That's spelled G-R and then the number 8.
Okay. What is the first question, Nick?
Well, let's start with the question from Brandon H., which he asked, when was the first celebration of Thanksgiving? And we all think back to the pilgrims in the New England area. They sat down with the Indians, which was a bad name for them.
Yep.
And instead, they sat down with the Native Americans. And they had this giant feast back in November of 1621.
And then Christopher Columbus cut the bread and he said, good luck.
# YOLO.
Oh, he was such a jerk.
He was. Smallpox blankets. But the first celebration that we think of in November of 1621 was when the pilgrims marked their first successful autumn harvest in the New World. Or was it?
Was that an inception? Wow.
Yeah. Many Texans will argue with that because apparently there's this man named Francisco Vasquez de Corando.
Francisco Vasquez de Corando?
Yeah.
Okay.
He,
Estudio español 4 años en escuela y necesito practicar.
That's not the first time you've done this podcast, and I'm still just as bewildered. Can someone translate that for me? Thank you. He set up shop in Texas, but this was, like, 80 years in advance. This was 1541, so almost exactly 80 years in advance. He had this big old feast in southern Texas with some of the other Native Americans, probably more of Aztec heritage, Mayan heritage, whichever one's over there, cultural appropriation. And he had this big old feast that many Texans will claim was the first Thanksgiving and the better Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. What did they eat at this thing, man?
I don't really know. It said that they just ate, like, random crap.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for stopping by. We've got some... where are we? America? Yeah. Welcome. Here's some wheatgrass. You turn into a juice, too. I bet that'll catch on. Yeah. Help yourselves to some ants. What else have we got? Hey, Big Bear? What do you got? What do you got over there?
Don't call me Big Bear.
Oh, he's just joking, guys. Please have some gourds.
Oh, my gourd. So many Texans will actually celebrate two Thanksgivings now. It's like having divorced parents.
Aww.
Which I laugh at because my parents aren't divorced, but I imagine it's not very fun.
No, yeah, that's terrible.
So there you go. First, it depends on what you want to look at, Brandon. Do you want to look at 1621? Or 1541.
Yeah, do you want to be like a liar who believes in nonsense and garbage? Or do you want to like be a Texan? Yeah.
Were you going to go the other direction with that?
Oh, no, that was it.
Okay. Also, an interesting fact, George Washington was the first to declare Thanksgiving as a national holiday, except every town was responsible for scheduling their own day for Thanksgiving until 74 years later when Abe Lincoln declared that it would always be on the last Thursday of November.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he did a lot of things.
Did he do other things?
He also invented disco.
Oh.
And roller rinks.
Ooh.
Little known fact.
Yeah. More like Babraham Lincoln. Way to go,
that's
buddy.
That's what I'm saying.
Dang.
This is a really random thought. But have you ever seen like pictures of old or younger Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
He's a handsome, handsome dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's like super handsome. And it makes me think like, which historical people do we think of as, like, stoic people and these pantomime figures of history and, like, in their youth were these hunks?
They're just like, hey, would you put a beard on me? That'd be so funny. They're just, oh, my God, pass the absinthe.
Yeah. That's just how everything was back then. So you mentioned crayon berry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two questions.
Okay.
And one was from Holly M., and the other one was from Christina Wood, who's my sister-in-law, so I can say her last name. Hi, Christina. They wanted to know, basically, this wasn't their exact words, what's up with cranberry sauce? It's really weird. It takes the shape of the can. It seems out of place compared to, like, turkey and Caesar, the stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this gross can-shaped blob of cranberry. That's the noise it makes as it's coming out of the can, I suppose?
I think so. Like, it's not like, I don't know.
It's vegan, because I'm pretty sure it is vegan.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think? Why do you think it is so weird? Like, why does it take the form of the can?
Well, I think cans were invented to help in World War II.
Okay.
And that was to help our boys overseas.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, ooh, I want to make some fancy drinks. I'm tired of this BO over here. So they went and they called their president.
Uh-huh. Named?
Named Eisenhower. And they said, send us some of those fancy drinks. And he's like, I don't know if they're going to go bad. Like, these are like literally cranberries. Like, we can't send you like fancy drinks and just put it in a can. So they sent it over and they would slop it out, put a little olive, the German olives or French. I think it was two parts vodka, and then you stir it with pineapple or a lemon citron. It's a little bit better with lemon zest.
Citron sounds like a robot powered by lemons and limes.
Citron.
Citron 2000. I am here to quench your thirst.
Yeah.
Here's some Sprite.
They'd squirt, like, acid rays.
Yeah. Well, you're wrong. And I know for a fact because... I was going to say this till later, but Ocean Spray has been canning cranberry since 1912.
Oh.
And as we all know, World War II was in...
19 later than 12?
Yes. Plus about 30-ish. As I found out while researching this, there are very few of the production companies that actually call it cranberry sauce, like Ocean Spray, and I think it's just Ocean Spray that make this cranberry sauce. They usually call it jellied cranberry sauce or canned cranberry jelly.
Hmm.
So the history on this is a little weird. So first of all, when we all imagine cranberry farmers, what do you think of?
Cranberry farmers?
Yeah.
They probably have like really great feet. Like they're in there all day just squishing them up, getting all those jams jammed.
Well, I always think of the guys from those ads, like standing in the bog full of cranberries.
Yeah, like squishing them up, yeah. Scooping them up real nice.
Yeah, it's because we grow our cranberries in water.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that you can also grow them dry, as they call it.
Inside of cans.
Well, not immediately, but when you grow cranberries as wet, as they call it, many of these berries are imperfect mm-hmm. to sell fresh. Like, they don't look as good. And we know how people are. Like, the reason we have scratch and dent stores is because people only care about looks instead of function.
Yeah.
So they won't buy these gross-looking cranberries, even though they taste the same. Sorry, I'm getting off my soapbox now. But Ocean Spray was the first ones to do this. So they took all those gross-looking ones, and they canned them. So what they would do, there's this actual process that makes it into a jelly, a natural jelly. They boil the cranberries up until they pop, is the actual term that they use. And once they've popped, they release a substance called pectin. It's a natural. It's like a natural gelatin.
Yep, that's what they put inside of a lot of like vegan gummy candies mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Fruit pectin.
Yep, exactly. It's used by cells as a bonding agent. So it's like natural glue or natural gelatin.
Can I say that just sounds like the most relaxing thing ever? Just boiling cranberries.
Yeah.
It probably smells great.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, they taste weird, but they smell great. Da-da-da. That's some free marketing for you, Ocean Spray. anyway, so as the cranberries pop, the mixture of cranberries and boiling water starts to thicken, and as they can it, it turns into a jelly.
As does the plot.
The plot?
Thickens.
Oh.
Because they're getting like what's going to happen?
Oh.
And then they go on.
Did Sally kill Jordan?
What?
Oh, I was making the plot thicken.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Was that too cerebral?
I think
for
that's
you?
What they do in the pot. They like, oh, what's gonna, like, they start scandals and stuff to thicken the pot.
It's like Sausage Party, which I haven't seen.
It's disgusting.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like, oh, okay, I get it. It's could have been.
It's wiener jokes.
Could have been in a minute and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's a one joke movie.
Yeah.
Like an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, well.
Ooh. Don't worry, we're going to put Adam Sandler on blast later anyway.
Yeah. We're going to take him down finally. It's about
finally.
Time somebody did.
I don't know how Netflix gave him like a 5-movie deal. That's the stupidest thing ever. No one's going to watch those.
Look, everybody! I'm a Native American! Oh! Yeah.
I didn't even mean to start that conversation, but yeah, you're a racist jerk. But Wedding Singer's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, I like The Wedding Singer a lot.
And Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, sure, those are great too.
And just
Big Daddy.
Yep, Big Daddy's good. Let's just pretend your career ended there.
Yeah. And 50 First Dates.
That one's pretty good.
Okay.
It's really sad.
And Click.
Way. Click wasn't bad.
Yeah. So, I mean, hit and miss, I guess, right? What else you got?
All right. Our next one comes from Carrie N., who participates on our Facebook page a lot. So, thank you, Carrie. You're the best. She asked, why is Plymouth Rock so small? And then posted a picture of, like, a football-sized rock that said Plymouth Rock on it. What do you think?
Well...
Was it always that size?
It was a gift. It was like the Statue of Liberty.
Oh,
because I've seen it myself. Because I used to live on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And when you lift up Plymouth Rock, it says "Made in China" on the bottom.
Oh,
is that the
official, little known fact?
Yeah, is that the official? Is that the official gift shop?
So the original, like the OG Plymouth Rock, wasn't very big either. It started out at about 15 feet long and 3 feet wide. So like a car,
like 200 the Giants standing on top of each other's shoulders.
Right. There you go. That's a better comparison.
Nicholas, I think that is a good comparison. Wouldn't you really like a peanut?
Man, Princess Bride is so good. Anyway, Plymouth Rock, as we all know, it became a landmark for finding a safe place to harbor and enter the New World for pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that came with a price. It got famous. And as anything that becomes famous does, it fractures and loses part of its soul.
Oh my God, Shaquille! I need to tweet him.
Why'd you go to Shaquille?
I'm just worried about him now. I just want him to know it's okay and...
Yeah.
It's okay. Just go on. Okay. I'll tweet him later.
Okay. Are you sure you don't...
We can pause. He reads them, Nick.
We can pause if you want to tweet him now.
Go on.
So since it was famous, The Rock moved many times, and many of the times that it did move, people would take a piece off either to keep it for themselves or sell it because they're jerks, and now there's just tons of pieces of Plymouth Rock everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the picture that Carrie posted on our Facebook page. There's also one in the Pilgrim Hall Museum at Plymouth, Massachusetts. And at the museum, they have this piece on display that literally looks, it's the shape and size of a loaf of bread.
Wow.
It's like tiny. It went from two Andre the Giants down to a loaf of bread.
Like an Andre arm.
Yeah. Just one of his fists.
Yeah, like his giant loaf-sized fist.
Yep.
What's the next one, Nick?
The next one comes from... That was really genuine. The next one comes from Helen, and I she might have two last names.
Okay.
I didn't want to say a last name on accident, so...
Sophia?
The last initials are H-L. Helen H-L.
Okay.
So she had two really good questions back-to-back. The first one was, why turkey?
Yeah.
Simply, why turkey at Thanksgiving? So, according to history.com, there was one pilgrim who was, like, in charge of chronicling their journey mm-hmm. to the New World. He wrote in his journal that the colony's governor, William Bradford, sent out four men to hunt for fowl.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a red card fowl.
I think I follow you.
Okay. So contrary to popular belief, the journal entry never actually stated whether the species of bird was turkey or not.
Oh, good. So they're eating little pigeons.
Well, yeah. So apparently wild turkey was in abundance in the area, which is probably where this myth came from. And it may have been the most popular fowl of choice at the time. But it's likely that the hunters also came back with
American bald eagles. Thank you, Christopher Columbus.
And that's why Benjamin Franklin wanted our country's bird to be the turkey.
He's like, give me that one. It's delicious. That's gross, dude. Don't eat them. They have feelings.
So anyway, the hunters likely brought back duck, geese, and swans in addition to turkeys.
Mmm. Gross.
We have the beginnings of a turducken right there without the chicken. And then the second question that she asked was... Did the pilgrims really have buckles on their hats and their shoes?
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible they didn't even have them on their shoes. So it's even more likely they didn't have them on their hat.
So
that was the dumbest way to answer that.
They probably didn't wear them on their belt, so you know what that means. They probably didn't wear them on their fingers.
Yeah, cool. They didn't have that pinky ring with a buckle on it.
So who made that up?
So I don't know who made it up. When you think of the stereotypical pilgrim,
mm-hmm.
what do you think of? You think of all black, mm-hmm. white collars,
yep,
belt buckle, buckled shoes, and then like this conical hat with a buckle on the front, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what that's called? Cultural appropriation.
Oh my goodness. Defend the white people, please. Yeah. Please.
They need all the help they can get. So the clothing was in many different colors. It wasn't just in black. It was pretty much any color they could get their hands on.
Uh-huh.
There's this picture of this guy with, like, orange socks and a blue top. Like, that goes together.
That's why Native Americans had to teach them fashion.
Right.
And that's why, literally, cultural appropriation is the thing, because thank you, Forever 21, and all your Native American patterns. Let's go to that fun festival. What's it called?
Dakota Access Pipeline?
Burning Man!
Oh. Same thing. So their hats.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Don't do that.
I know. If anyone's confused out there, we know. So their hats were actually pretty plain looking. And actually, I was surprised to find this out. They did have big conical hats, big mm-hmm. conical black hats, which I didn't think would be real. But the chances of them having buckles were incredibly low because buckles didn't come into fashion until much after 1641 when the first Thanksgiving took place. And, as many things do, it started out as a status symbol and then trickled down from there.
Well, except for Ricky.
What about Ricky?
Ricky the Pilgrim.
What did he do this time?
No, you knew the story. He was like, oh my goodness, man, my hat keeps like falling down onto my head.
Uh-huh.
And, oh man, I just don't know. I should put my buckle. And everyone's like, Ricky, let it go, dude. Just buy a smaller hat.
Yeah.
Ricky's practical.
Yeah.
Belted it up on his head. Tighten that up. Get down a notch. Because he had a...
They didn't have snapbacks back then.
No.
So he had to buckle it. Got it. Sweet. Hats.
Hats.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, did you take, like, ball caps and take the bill and stick it in a cup so the bill would be bent? Because my brother did.
Nope.
Drew thought it was, like, super cool to have a super
That's what losers do. We wore flat brims.
Putting Drew on blast.
Flat brims, and you have to leave the sticker on it.
Oh, gosh, no.
Or you just wear them flipped up with a cool hardcore saying underneath.
Yeah. The only time, like, the first time I ever saw a flipped up bill was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next question that comes from Amanda B., who asks, I'm going to let you answer this one.
Okay.
Has traditional Thanksgiving always included family fights? Or is that more of a recent tradition?
Oh, boy. Well, let's dig into this real quick.
Yeah.
What kind of antics do you think that, what's his name? The Richard Bradley? What was his name? Bradley Cooper? Sure.
William.
When he was over there, okay. And Bradley Cooper was getting into it and digging into that cranberry sauce out of that can that he opened up right and
1641.
Fresh. 1641. Snap that up. Oh, boy. His Uncle Henry wasn't good of hearing.
Yeah.
So Uncle Henry would always be like, hey, Ricky, I have a bad heart. Give me that cranberry sauce.
It's got antioxidants.
Yeah. And Ricky's like, antioxidants aren't going to save you, dude.
And Aunt Susan would be like, get your elbows off the table.
Mm-hmm. And Ricky would be like, I don't even know what elbows are not invented in 1641. Pass the can opener so I can open this cranberry sauce.
All I have are these noodly arms with no joints.
Yeah.
Evolution. Atheists 1, God 0. Is that how that works?
Eat that cranberry sauce. Stick that on your...
Stick that in your conical hat and put it on your head.
Stick that in your can and open it and eat it.
Stick that in your cornucopia and then put it on the table as decoration.
Stick that in your buckle and buckle it.
To your head.
And then take it off because it hurts a little.
It's a little bit too tight.
Yeah, just one notch down.
Yeah. Probably should have gone with leather. It's not flexible enough.
Yeah.
Go with cotton. It's a little bit more breathable.
Yeah, right.
Cool. How about we go on to the next one?
Yeah, okay.
This next one, I think, comes either from a relative of yours or a really weird coincidence.
Uh-huh.
Comes from Anthony Began.
Okay.
Which is either, like I said, either a relative of yours or you had a question that you wanted to ask, so you made a fake account and you couldn't come up with anything better than Anthony. Hang on, I think John is logging into Facebook now and hitting the big red button.
Oh, look at that.
Button. What?
You just got a notification that said, no, I didn't.
Oh, look. Woodling. That's the sound my phone makes.
Yeah, he lives in California. He's a neat dude.
He has another question that I don't have an answer for, which is, why didn't those natives just build a wall and then make the pilgrims pay for it?
Oh, my God.
He didn't
love
say that
him.
Last part, but I assume that's where he's going with it.
Yeah.
What's your answer? This is all you, buckaroo.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't see any reason why that wouldn't be the perfect solution to all of our problems.
Yeah? You think so?
I think it would have caught on, too.
Yeah. Ashley J. wanted to know, where did the turducken come from? Do you know what a turducken is?
Yeah. It's an abomination.
Yeah. I found out today that some people don't know what a turducken is, and I thought it was just like so... I thought it was just so omnipresent that everyone knew what a turducken was.
Yeah.
So, a turducken is a chicken inside of a duck... inside of a turkey.
Yeah.
They stuff the turkey with the duck, and they stuff the duck with a chicken.
Yep.
I almost messed that up.
So, like, you know, you want to be respectful of people's cultures, uh-huh. And you want to make sure that if that's for some people, then that's fine. They mm-hmm. they can enjoy that. But you're the worst, and I hate you, and it's disgusting. Yeah. Yeah, it's gross. How many animals can we kill and fit inside each other like a little Tetris?
Do they have
it's like those little Russian dolls. Plop, 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 plop. Oop, let's kill another one. Put a little mouse in there.
Do they have vegan turduckens?
No.
Because it's just so bad?
I mean, I had a tofurkey with stuffing, and it's delicious.
Yeah. So, speaking of culture, what culture do you think the turducken comes from? Now that you've already said that they're awful people, who do you think invented the turducken?
Oh, so now I'm in a unique position to just name an entire race of people
that I think
are dumb.
Yeah.
I think I'll let you into this one.
Well,
I think I'll pass. I think that's a lose-lose.
They have their roots in French,
mm-hmm.
but they're not the French. There's a hint. And it's not Canadians, and it's not the French.
Swedish?
Yes, it's the Swedish.
Okay, got it.
No,
nailed it.
It comes from a Cajun tradition.
Okay.
It's impossible now to pinpoint exactly where the turducken came from. There's like a recipe, I think, in the 1800s or something like that. There's some cookbook that had something similar to a turducken, but it was like four different small birds.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
It's not good. Like, that's fine. Like, good, like, good, great job, Cajuns, uh-huh. you know, feeding your family and getting that stuff done. But, uh-huh. like, why'd you do that? Come on.
Yeah. Well, the tradition came about sometime between, like, the 1700s or the 1800s. But in 1986, the name turducken was actually trademarked and capitalized on, of course. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think that as a humanity, because a lot of people do love turducken, that we will genetically breed a bird that is a chicken inside of a duck inside of a turkey?
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
No joke there, just yes?
No, no, here's the thing. I don't think people are going to eat meat in the future.
It's all, what's that stuff called?
It's vital all, wheat gluten?
It's all Soylent.
Yeah, Soylent. No, I think people will stop eating meat in, like, if we can survive as a planet for, like, 2,000-3,000 years. Like, what's the point? You just grow it and you make it taste exactly the same.
That would be, that would
it's,
require,
it's just too much work to try to raise them and water them and feed them.
But that would require people like my father-in-law to stop being like, well, meat makes you a man.
Yeah. Well, meat does make you a man, so there's that.
That's true. It would require people to give up the idea of masculinity and femininity.
Well, thank goodness for Target's return policy, because I have to buy so many cold cuts and return them immediately. Ugh. Make sure people are watching. You'll take a pound of arm muscle from the chicken.
I think that's called a wing.
A quarter of, you know, the red one over there. I'll take a little bit of the the thigh of a cow. What do people eat? I don't
know. What do you meat eaters eat anymore? I haven't eaten meat in like 6 months, and I have no idea what you guys eat anymore.
My man bun is gluten free.
Yeah, don't.
That's
I want to say this on the air because I said it earlier and I want it to be documented that if you grow a man bun, we are done with this podcast and done with our friendship.
But my man bun is gluten free.
Okay.
I want that to catch on as a hashtag.
All right. Everyone go tweet anything and put the hashtag.
My man bun is gluten free.
Let's get that trending worldwide.
Okay.
All right. Our last question. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Is from Alex K. And they wanted to know, are there any good Thanksgiving songs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Yeah. I like the one with the turkey guy.
Yeah.
What was it? Turkey, 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 gotta run real fast. If I'm gonna catch you, I'm gonna make you inside of a duck. What was it?
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude.
Oh. What's your favorite Thanksgiving song?
Well, turns out there's, like, no good ones. I came across this top 10 list on a website called Herald Extra. It was a list called Top 10 Thanksgiving Songs That Actually Exist, I Swear, which is an appropriate title. I listened to all of them. There was a song called Food, Glorious Food from the play Oliver. There was Bing Crosby. Johnny Cash was on the list. Adam Sandler was on there. He had a song called Thanksgiving Song. Celtic Spirits. So you can tell that this list is getting desperate. So I listened to all of them, like I said, and I can't say that any were very good, per se.
Right.
So what do you say we give our fans a brand new, beautiful,
once-in-a-lifetime
once-in-a-lifetime Thanksgiving song that they can all download off of iTunes?
For a dollar.
For a dollar, and play in their car on loop on Thanksgiving Day. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanksgiving is very fun. I love Thanksgiving because I agree with everyone. No controversy this year. So crack open a beer. You'll need it. Trust me.
Your family. Get-togethers when your uncle keep your
this year yeah
oh perfect got it in one anyway. There actually is a song that started out as a Thanksgiving song and became a Christmas song. Can you guess what song that is?
Um Check the oven. Are you listening? Check the oven. Turkey's burning. I've said it all night. Just go check it out. I smell smoke, please. Oh, God. Oh, God. Was that it?
Yeah. The turkey grease fell onto the stove and burned the whole house down.
Yeah.
No. Jingle Bells.
Oh.
Well. Started out as a Thanksgiving song and morphed into a Christmas song. So there you go. Which leads me to my next point.
You can't move on from that. What was it called?
Jingle Bells.
Oh. Jingle Bells were like a Thanksgiving thing?
No. Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Jingle.
Yeah, what was it? Why are Jingle Bells associated with Thanksgiving?
Because it's...
Festival.
Festival.
Okay.
Duh.
Great.
I didn't look into it.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks for making me look like a dummy.
Okay.
So, if you want to annoy your relatives, play Christmas music on Thanksgiving and claim that it was originally a Thanksgiving song, because that's true. You're welcome.
Science.
Science. Hey, man, that's all I got.
All right.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
Yeah,
that was a lot. We burned through 8 questions.
Yeah.
So.
You know who else burned through 8 things?
Huh.
The Hanukkahs.
The Hanukkahs.
The original celebrators of Hanukkah.
Yep.
Which is also coming up.
Yep.
So break out your festival hats and get ready for Hanukkah and Christmas and Thanksgiving and Kwanzaa and Atheist Day and...
Non-denominational religious...
Holiday and...
New Year's.
And New Year's.
And...
Anything else.
Chicken Leg Day.
And, I don't know, like...
Apple Cobbler Day.
Sure. Yeah.
There's a day for everything now.
Right. And shout out to my dog, Dede. Jakey. We call him Dede.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Sounds like a holiday. Yeah, he's called Dede.
Cool.
He doesn't listen. Like, but when I tell him to do, like, sit and stuff, he listens to the podcast.
Right. So, that was all over the place.
Yeah.
But we wanted to have a jolly good time.
Just like Thanksgiving's all over the place.
Yep, it is. Your relatives are crazy, you're crazy, the food's crazy.
No, I just mean like in every state. Most states have Thanksgiving.
Except for Arizona.
Well.
They don't observe Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Not since
time savings.
Not since 2016.
Yeah. They seceded from the Thanksgiving Union. And I think we're all better because of it, so.
Well.
Yeah. Real fast. Thank you to everyone for supporting us. We're, what, like almost 20 episodes in, and we have a ton of awesome people out there that make us feel good for what we're doing, tell us we're doing a good job, mm-hmm. interact on the Facebook, and they're overall what make us want to sit down here and do this every week.
Yeah.
So thank you to you guys. Not jokes. Not jokes this time.
Yeah.
But jokes time. Thank you to Donald Trump for ruining this country.
Hey.
Yeah?
Come on. Give him a chance.
Sorry. Dave Chappelle said to give him a chance, so I'm going to give him a chance.
Okay.
That was what swayed me.
All right.
Also, Sway swayed me.
Yeah, I like Sway.
Shout out to Sway. Hashtag Sway. Sorry. We got derailed there. Thank you to everyone out there. So, John.
Yeah.
Instead of a listener question, I want to know what you're thankful for.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what. I could go on and make goofs and mm-hmm. laugh and stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm genuinely thankful for everybody that listens and just, like, has fun with mm-hmm. us.
Yeah.
Anyone that's this far in right now is pretty good.
I hope that you made it.
Yeah, if you hear this, great. Thank you so much. Genuinely, like, this is something that we do for fun.
Yeah.
And because it's a lot of fun to interact with people and teach people things. Because there's, especially in the climate that we're in today,
there's a lot of ignorance.
Politically, morally, there's ignorance. There's a lot of misinformation spread. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to tell people things that are based in fact and encourage people to do research and find multiple sources. And that's, like, beyond making you laugh, what we hope to do.
And to piggyback off of that, we do this because we both love learning and we want learning to be fun for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So our main objective, and I think you guys have picked up on this, is to make learning fun, which everyone always says, but we try to be funny, which hopefully we do. We also try to make it fun to learn. So,
mm-hmm.
thanks, everyone, for sticking around.
Yeah, for everything you do.
Yeah. I'm thankful for that, too. But I'm thankful for...
Me? Me? Is he looking at me?
I'm thankful for my good friend, John.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm thankful for my pretty good friend, Nick.
Oh, well, okay.
It's a...
I mean, I baked you this pie over here, but...
You put me on this spot.
I'm thankful that every week I get to sit down with the coolest person on this earth and tell him the dumb things that I spent the week researching. And sometimes I'm like, I have to research again. But then I sit down here and we have a lot of fun. And all of that was worth it.
Oh my goodness. Now it's getting real, dude.
I know. We've been real for the last like 10 minutes.
Well, I love you. And
I love you more.
Here's another thing. That's another thing I think is cool. Guys don't say I love you enough to each other. Girls say it to each other all the time. Stop with that weird cultural nonsense. Yeah. You could love your guy friends.
Can I just say something that I wanted to say earlier?
Yeah.
I was a little ashamed.
Go ahead.
I missed you.
Oh my goodness.
I really did. I was like, I've wanted to talk to you for a really long time because we didn't record last week.
Yeah.
And we've been busy at work. And I was just like, I want to talk to John. So I missed you.
Well, I missed you too. And I'm glad we have this thing because it's consistent. We can always have a time to count on to spend time with a friend and like teach people stuff, which is what we love to do.
Yeah. That got really real.
Yeah.
So
go tell people that you love them.
Yeah.
Do that.
There's a lot of hate right now. And I just want everyone listening to this to go to someone that you wouldn't normally tell that you love them and tell them that you love them.
And watch them squirm.
And watch them squirm
as
they...
Watch them get so uncomfortable and their heart will go three sizes.
Yeah.
In preparation for Christmas.
But someone will appreciate it and we'll appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading that good cheer.
Yeah. That good stuff.
Yeah.
And get drunk.
And get crunk.
Yep.
And...
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.
Happy Thanksgiving.